Hey guys, welcome to a Quick Talk Raw. We're going to talk about running a meeting. Now, my business in the beginning was just me and a couple people, but we grew to almost 30 employees towards the end, right? And running company meetings was an important part of what we did. Now, there was definitely times, I have to admit, where I was not consistent in this area, but the bigger my company got, the more the light bulb went off in my head. I want to tell you a quick story here, because I think it's relevant. I have three boys and a baby girl, and my three boys are all a little older. So my baby is a baby, like less than a year, and my sons are 6, 7, and 9. And every morning, for the last 2 weeks, my wife's been out of town. I sent her back to Michigan to go spend time with family. She needed a break. I thought it was a good reward for her. She didn't want to go. I made her go. I said, get out of here. Go have fun. Go have coffee with your friends. Go reconnect with people that we miss. And I'm getting you a rental car, and you're just going to have fun and go spend money and do your thing. But since she's been gone, you know, I have this burden. I have my three boys by myself, right? And as excited as I get about business, I get equally terrified about being a dad and making dinner and all the stuff that goes on throughout a day. And I work from home down here in Costa Rica. I have an office adjacent in a separate building to my home. But it's been hard. But let me tell you something I did over the last couple weeks that's been very beneficial. Every morning when my boys get up, we have a structure to our morning. We have a pattern that I developed, and I basically tried to systemize our days the best I could to really help set the tone for the day. So my boys get up, they go get their journals, and they go spread out across our property. Sometimes they sit by the pool, while another kid will go out on the balcony or go sit on a bench or in the hammock, and they'll sit quietly, and they have basically three things that I ask them to accomplish during their quiet time. And they're very young, so I keep it to about 10, 15 at the most minutes. They have to pray to the Lord. They pray to God briefly. They have to write down something they're thankful for. And they have to write down a goal that they have for that day. And these are little kid-friendly things. You know, like I want to do, my son Tucker said he wanted to do 100 jumping jacks without stopping. And so he wrote down that goal. And then I walk around to my sons and I engage them as they're having this special quiet time. And I talk to them, you know, hey, did you pray? What's on your mind? How are you doing? How are you feeling? What are you thankful for? And, oh, that's really great. You know, that's a good thing to be thankful for. And what's your goal for today? Oh, it's 100 jump. That's amazing. And then throughout the day, I help them achieve their goal. Help them achieve it, and then we all celebrate together. We also do some exercise and some other stuff. But the point is that I'm intentional about how I engage my kids in the morning, and it has a huge benefit. It has a return on investment, and a meeting in your company can doesn't always, but it can have a huge return on investment. People often think of meetings as these boring, dry, pointless get-togethers, and I think the reason we think that is because in the corporate world, they are that. I mean, there's these memes that go around on the internet where it's when you realize that this whole meeting could have been an email, right? Like, you don't want to run it a whole meeting and waste everybody's morning when you could have just sent everybody a text message with the main point. The goal of a meeting is very specific. It's very measured. And the real purpose of anything we do in our business is to get a return on our investment. But here's the deal with meetings. It's not about the information. It's about the recalibration and the reinforcement of who you are as a company. It's about continuously over and over and over, whether it's once a week meetings or if it's, you know, 15 minutes every morning, whatever the case is, the reason isn't to give them some brand new epiphany on life. The reason is to remind everybody who we are, what we're trying to do, and what their role is, and what's in it for them. And how do we treat our customers? Why do we do it that way, right? So I also, with my boys, every week I have special time with them. On Sawyer, I have Sawyer Sunday. For Maverick, I have Maverick Monday. For Tucker, I have Tucker Tuesday. And the reason I do it, look at it this way. What if I told my sons, son, I love you. You're valued. I care about you. I'm going to do anything to protect you and to equip you to succeed as a man in this world. What if I said that one time? And then that was it. And then when he's 18 and his life's a train wreck, I say, well, what are you doing when you were 7? I told you I value you. I told you I care about you. Well, obviously, that's crazy. But the same is true with your business. You can't just have a spring meeting when you're going to launch your season and think that that's going to stick to people, because it doesn't. It's all about the repetition. It's all about the consistency, the professionalism. It's all about your steady, stable, over and over again leadership. right? Let me give you some tips on how to run a good meeting. First of all, again, you need to get a return on your investment for the meeting. Do not do meetings for the sake of doing a meeting. People hate that, and it actually takes away from the intellectual and emotional capital that people have to start the week. It's very annoying, and I worked in the corporate world, and it will drive you crazy. So rather, use meetings for public recognition. Use your meetings to establish yourself as a professional, consistent leader with vision, someone that they can rely on to show up on time, to do what he says he's going to do, or what she says she's going to do if you're a female. Use it to reinforce your company's culture, to reinforce your company's focus, to reinforce your company's goals, and to reinforce your company's identity every week or every day. Or every 2 weeks, or whatever you can swing. You don't do it just to do it. You do it to get a return on investment. And public recognition is huge. If you have an employee who's just killing it, he's crushing it, the customers love him, he's going above and beyond, he's the man, she's the woman, she's killing it, you have to recognize them in front of their peers. And you have to do it make a big deal about it, right? You use a meeting to pour into the culture, to pivot their focus. Hey, I know we had a hard week. I know that this happened. I know we fell short of our goal, but here's who we are. Here's why we do what we do. And here's what we're going to do this week to make things better. And by the way, Janice over there is killing it. Janice, stand up. Janice last week had 3 customers specifically email us to request her because she does such a spectacular job. And you know what? We don't hire you guys just for your backs so you can labor. We hire you for your hearts and for your brains too. Janice, you killed it this week. Here's a $50 gift card. Go get some nice dinner this weekend. That is how you run a meeting. Energy, enthusiasm, leadership, right? The corporate world, they run dumb meetings. They run pointless meetings because these middle management people with their ties, they think they're supposed to do this stuff so that they look like they're doing their job. With a small business, you can't afford to operate like that. Your time is too short. We already know what it's like. We already know the phone's ringing. We already know that there's fires to put out. There's employees that didn't show up. There's interviews to do. There's customers who are upset. There's bids to run. Our life is pure chaos sometimes. So when you have a meeting, keep it short, keep it focused, and focus on your return on your investment. Here are some of the things. I just wrote some scribbles down next to my microphone. Here's some of the ways you can get a return on your investment from your meetings, right? Increase sales. Reinforcing and reminding people, hey, we need those upsells. Open your eyes. What are the opportunities are there? Let's bring it up to the customer. Let's document it. Let's be a team. We're all in the same boat. We're rowing in the same direction. Increased sales is a return on your investment from a good meeting. Increased morale, reminding people, hey, we're not a normal company. We're freaking awesome. We care about you. We care about your future. We care about your family. We're not perfect. I can't solve all your problems, but I have got your back. Increased morale is another return on investment from a good company meeting. Increased focus, right? Sometimes you're just beaten down because it's June and you're tired and you've been working 100 hours a week and you just need to remember what to focus on. It's all going to be worth it because this winter we're going to go on this vacation. This winter you're going to get this promotion. If you guys can hang on, we're going to do this company party. If you can hit these numbers, you're going to get this extra bonus. If you can focus on this and achieve this, remember guys, this is why we're in this. It's hard right now, but it's not going to be hard forever. Let's focus together, right? And then increase unity. It makes your company feel united. It reminds everybody as they spread out. In the service industry, we all leave and we drive in our trucks and we go all over the county and we work all day and we come back. And a meeting is a unique opportunity to bring everybody together in unity and say, look, we're all on the same team, even if they're 100 miles apart from each other throughout the day. So make it interactive, have enthusiasm. That's it. That's all I got for you guys. Be intentional with your business. Don't do anything just to do it. If you're going to do it, crush it. The last thing I want to say wrapping up is, you know, I need your help. I need you to stop what you're doing, go on iTunes, and give me a 5-star review on iTunes right now. Go to the Quick Talk Podcast, find it. It is a huge blessing to me in what we're doing. It helps us get the word out. Like I mentioned in the last Raw, we're up to about 3,000 unique contractors from all over the country listening to our podcast. We want to get it to 10,000. I need your help, guys. Share this on Facebook, Twitter. I appreciate all of you. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.